Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, this week I have my bowling ball slung over my shoulder and I'm climbing the stairs at Saratoga Lanes. It's one of the only upstairs bowling alleys left in the country. Opened in 1916. Almost there. Who said bowling was an exercise? Well, now I'm sitting down with Jimmy Barton, the owner of Saratoga Lanes, also Tropicana Lanes near the Galleria Mall. Jimmy, thanks for taking a little bit of time.
No, thanks for having me on, Scott. I appreciate it.
One question I have is, why did they build bowling alleys upstairs at that time?
Upstairs and downstairs, and that's actually where the term bowling alleys came from, that they were built in difficult places to get to, in alleyways, upstairs, downstairs. Women weren't allowed. They were basically, in their time, you know, they were the gambling dens of bowling. I mean, if you even do a little more history, like Martin Luther, there was so much gambling. When they had nine-pin bowling, he made it illegal. And Martin Luther, big deal he did was add the 10th pin, made it legal, which why a bunch of German people loved to bowl. That's a true story.
I'm sure it is. But back to Saratoga.
So the alleyways, that's where they're called alleys. But the upstairs in why Saratoga, and I'll give you a little history of it, the bowling alley was built originally. It was the property was owned by the Maplewood Mill. Maplewood Mill built the bowling alley upstairs as their own private club for their employees.
And it's still around, and it's still popular. You do a lot of private events, I know. There's eight lanes, and one thing in particular about it that has carried through is there is no electronic scoring. Was that something that you decided at some point?
Yes. I mean, we've been offered to have electronic scoring. It'd be a little difficult, but, I mean, I think it, you know, so many places try to be retro. They make big designs and spend a ton of money to be retro. I mean, Saratoga is retro. Saratoga is just cool the way it is. There was no reason to update it and change it, right? I thought it would take away from the authenticity of it.
Well, I think one thing every American should be able to do is score a baseball game and a bowling match.
Yeah. Without a doubt, we kid around all the time. And people have, now they got a great app on the phone. People, you know, they'll take the pencil
right
and they do the app. But I always kid around. It's like whoever, you know, even if you don't know how to keep score, act like, you know, if your buddies don't, that way you win for sure.
But the one thing you don't have, that some, there are some alleys out there, and I'm not a fan of this, is having to reset your own pins. At least you don't have to do that.
No. Actually, Saratoga was, you know, was one of the first alleys in St. Louis that had, it was owned by the Stein family at the time. Actually, Stein Brothers on Hampton was one of the very first to have automatic pin setters.
So, Jimmy, what is your personal interest in bowling? Why do you own bowling alleys?
So, I started out, obviously, as a kid, I lived in South St. Louis. Oddly enough, the bowling alley that I hung out at and worked at, I was a kid, I wanted to learn to bowl, I was an athlete, but I couldn't have, everybody told me you had to bowl 20 games or 30 games a day to be any good, and so I went to the bowling alley, Bowling Grand, which was upstairs, another upstairs, or it's not burnt down now. I just asked the guy if I could work the bowl for free, and then that's how it started in the bowling business, and that burnt down in 1985, and the proprietor there came out here and bought Saratoga. I started working for him, and he did some things that we really can't talk about on the air. And so the bowling, he had to get pushed aside, and his silent partner then became my partner.
Well, I'm assuming there's some sort of criminal element involved.
A little bit, yes.
Okay. We can leave it at that. But weren't you really young when you took over Saratoga?
Yeah, I was 19 years old. That was the deal. So I was working for this guy that I worked for at Bowling Grand, and he had a silent partner, and his partner, Tom Buck, had to get rid of him, and Tom owned a chemical company, and he didn't have time to run. He's like, Jimmy, you know, can you take over for me? And I, after 6 months, I said, Tom, either I, you know, buy out the other half or whatever. And so Tom and I became partners.
You know, thinking about bowling as a sport, quote unquote, do you think of it as a sport, by the way?
Yes. I mean, I talk about it two different ways. I talk about bowling. There's two different ways of bowling. There's the sport of bowling, right, which is league, where you're trying, you know, to get better. You know, you're actually, it's not, you know, not an easy thing to do, right? You're practicing, you're bending down, following through, similar to a golf deal. And then I say we sell the other side, which is the entertainment side, more the carnival side, where people are, I mean, I sell this when I sell parties. I truly do. People go bowling. Everybody likes to bowl. It's remedial. It's in us. If you go by a carnival and the guy hands you three balls and there's clowns, are you going to say, no, I don't want to knock them down, right? So the entertainment side is people like to knock things down, right? That's the entertainment side. And then the sport side is people that actually think of the science and the sport of how to deliver the ball and get rid of it and knock down more 10 every time. That's the sports side, right? So there's two sides of it. I sell it as two sides all the time.
I think that's a great way to look at it. And personally, I got into bowling a few years ago. I got really into it. And like you're saying, I wanted to know all about the art and science of it. So I actually had a bowling coach at one point, a professional guy who coached like PBA bowlers. And we did a session where we had cameras and all these different technical wizardry stuff. Anyway, what I realized is bowling on that kind of level is really hard. It's so much harder than people think.
Without a doubt. No, it's a very difficult game. I mean, that's where people look at professional bowlers. I mean, it's pretty simple to talk about how difficult it is to be really good. I mean, you know, I mean, I have like 29 300s in league play. There's guys that have hundreds of 300 games. And if you go to bowl for the first time, again, that's why a bowling alley is a great sport. It works because you get to walk in. Anybody can do it, right? Because we have the shoes are there to rent. Bowling balls are there. Weather doesn't make a difference, right? It's all there. That's what we always talked about, why bowling is such a great sport. But if you do that one time and go in, you'll be lucky to bowl 100 the first time you bowl. So if you don't think it's tougher to bowl 300, right? I mean, you're not some, either you can't add or right. It's you gotta be an athlete to bowl.
When I go to different bowling alleys, sometimes it'll feel like I've never bowled before because this lane is so much different and my ball does different things. So.
Right. Well, the issue there is, you know, everybody now pretty much. Even, you know, small center Saratoga, I mean, everybody's got the Kegel machine. I mean, back then, some people did machines, the lanes by hand. But now, even Saratoga, you know, that $25,000 Kegel, the lane machine. The bowling center is trying to accommodate both sides of that, the bowler we talked about, the entertainment guy, and the league. And so the league players, obviously, the dressing or the oil that is put on the lanes, they want that done fresh for league play. All the machines now clean the lane and oil it. They'll set it up a certain way for league players who are using equipment that's going to hook a lot, so they have to put more oil out there. But at the same time, the entertainment guy, family that's just coming to bowl, if you put that much oil out there for entertainment time, all they would think of it was a nuisance on their bowling ball.
And Saratoga has bowling leagues, as well as pool, because you've got billiards as well.
Yeah. I mean, Saratoga has some of the we have, oddly enough, we were just talking about our 100th year, but Saratoga has the 100-year anniversary table of Brunswick's, known as one of the best tables, and it was in the Color of Money. You know, the movie The Hustler. I mean, it's a great pool table. We have five of them. We keep them really well kept. So, yeah. So, we have, and the, you know, the people that don't know, they think they're really fast, but they're well maintained and a great pool table. We have, yeah, obviously, you can walk in and play, and we have leagues, the pool leagues too. And that's pretty much because the pool tables are so nice.
They are nice. I grew up with a Brunswick table from the 50s that my grandfather had. One with the steel rails underneath.
Oh, right, yeah. Pocket drop.
Huge table, too.
Right, yeah.
All other pool tables look so small to me when I started playing other tables off that one.
Right.
But I do think of, because I love pool as well, billiards and bowling are very similar games in that there's angles, balls involved. So
a lot of guys that are guys and gals that are good at bowling are also very good at pool and golf. They're similar games because they're all about a stroke. When you get to the next level, right, of the, you know, it's all about stroke. You're by yourself, and follow through is key in all three games. I mean, probably the biggest point is, and then balance, stand down, right? All those things, eye-hand coordination that are equal, they're the same in all three games.
You also own the Tropicana Lanes near Galleria Mall. What's special about that place?
Well, I mean, obviously, with having a center that has 52 lanes, I mean, it's the 1960s. It's a cool spot. Is that we, you know, Saratoga Lanes have an eight. I mean, that the ability to have leagues and then open play at the same time, you can't do that. I mean, having 52 lanes at Tropicana, we pretty much always have the opportunity to walk in and have open play and not be disturbed by league, which, I mean, unfortunately, that's why they did it. I mean, Saratoga certainly would love to have you, but we got to have a league, too. And so, you know, the 52 lanes works. Plus, it's just cool to, you know, to be the largest center. I mean, we do parties here, too, where we break them down to the back room and eight lanes and try to make it like Saratoga. But, I mean, you can't, again, everybody can try to duplicate Saratoga and be retro, and try to be cool. Saratoga is just cool. And Tropicana's cool for other reasons. I mean, it's a big place, and it's always open. And
yeah, I mean, it has a 60s vibe to it, which is cool, a lounge, kind of a loungy vibe. But 52 lanes, that's incredible. That's like one of the biggest bowling alleys I think I can ever remember.
Yeah, so again, little St. Louis history buff guy. The largest that was ever in St. Louis was actually the Arena Bowl, which was right next to the old arena, had 72 lanes. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, 72-lane center, pre-hockey game. I mean, even Saturday night when there wasn't a hockey game, I mean, it was, you had a waiting list. And then the other large center was North Oaks. I think it had 64. It had 32 on each side. And then, obviously, they're both gone. And so after that, St. Louis, the biggest is Tropicana. I think the biggest in the state.
I'm originally from Buffalo, New York. That's a bowling town. Milwaukee's a bowling town. Chicago, Midwest city, St. Louis is definitely. I mean, it's a hockey town. It's a baseball town. It's also a bowling town.
I mean, don't forget, we had the, you know, the Bowling Hall of Fame was here.
That's right.
The Bowling Hall of Fame was here. I mean, the famous Budweiser team of St. Louis is probably known as the best team ever out of St. Louis. I mean, it was Ray Bluth, who actually used to own part of Tropicana Lanes. You know, Dick Weber, Don Carter. It was the best team ever in pro bowling. So St. Louis was without a doubt a bowling town. I think the beer, you know, it seems like all those towns have a brewery. You know, I think they probably have a lot of German descent, probably.
Yep, those things all go together.
Right.
Are there any plans that you have for expanding your bowling empire here in St. Louis?
I don't know right now. I mean, I do have some cool plans for Saratoga, but I got to keep them under wraps right now. But one will be food, and I'll give you a little hint to it. As, you know, it'll be called High Atop Saratoga, so you can let your mind think of where that's going to go. But I can't lay that out there yet. But, yes, and about another center, I don't know. I mean, I had four, and pre-COVID, I wanted to have a ton more. Post-COVID, I think I want to take my empire taller instead of wider. I'm going to want to go taller. So
we could be talking about climbing stairs again?
More stairs. Stairs are good.
No.
Stairs are good.
No, they
for
are
you.
Good for you. They are
They're
good for you.
They get you loosened up on the way up.
Especially with a bowling ball on your shoulder.
Yeah. The kid, funny, so when an interview like this, so the Stein family who had owned Saratoga, we were doing an interview on the 100-year. John Stein was listening, and he called up because I forget who we were doing the interview. We did a lot that day. And, Jimmy, you know how many steps? And I say, it's 27 steps to heaven. John Stein calls in, and he says, Jimmy, you know, I painted them and cleaned them a bunch of times. Jimmy, there's only, you know, there's 26. Yeah, John, but what about the one when you walk in the door? He's like, hung up the phone. So there is 27 steps to heaven.
To Saratoga Lanes.
Yes.
Do you think the bowling alley will be around in another 100 years?
Yes, the good Lord willing, you know, and the creek doesn't rise, we're going to be here as long as we can.
All right, Jimmy Barton, thanks so much for your time. Enjoyed it.
Hey, thank you. Nice meeting you. It was awesome. Thanks, Scott.
Be
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.